In the mid-Atlantic USA, we double crop about anywhere between roughly 80 to 100% of our wheat acres with soybean. And soybeans is closer to 90, 95%. However, that percentage has gone down. In Virginia, it's gone down to our, at least the percentage. Well, let me back up. The percentage of our soybean acres that are double cropped is close to 50%. That percentage has gone down. A couple of reasons. In Virginia, it's nearly 30%. But it's gone down to nearly 30% in Virginia. One reason is the price of wheat, of course. And that's generally why that's fluctuated over time. But we've seen a general trend down. We could blame cover crops for this and the cover crop programs. They're more profitable, of course, than the wheat part of the soybean rotation. But the other issue is the gap between full season and double crop beans has declined. With that said, the reason for that is we have a short season. We're in a leaf area limited environment. Therefore, the main thing we can do to improve soybean yields and probably improve wheat yields is to harvest wheat earlier and plant soybean earlier. This is a question I get from many farmers. Are you kidding me? Do you really want me to harvest 20% moisture wheat? Yet other ones are already doing that. I'd say the more progressive ones. So we conducted a 5-state, 3-year study, well over 20 site years of work, looking at early wheat harvest, beginning at 20% moisture, and then every 4 to 7 days after, for 5 harvest dates, we took wheat yield, wheat quality, soybean yield, soy quality, and several other measurements, such as NDVI and soybean to represent leaf area. Here are our wheat results. And I'm only showing you the wheat yield, but you can clearly see wheat yield declines with time. We have quality results on our poster, and the main reason for the wheat yield decline is probably harvest losses, grain header losses, but also test weight. There's our soybean yield decline. By the time we get into mid to late June, our yield starts coming down. If we can buy 5 to 7 days here with higher soybean yields and higher wheat yields, this system should be much more profitable. This is a very strong data set. We have more information on the poster. I invite you to look at that this afternoon, as well as other double cropping posters. And we also have a symposia this afternoon at 2 o'clock. So, here's my conclusion. Harvesting wheat at 20% moisture and using late maturing soybean cultivars. I didn't say anything about that on my summary, but again, that extends our soybean season, helps our yield even more. And then plant wheat immediately after we harvest should maximize our double crop enterprise. Thank you.
Thank you.